Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? I'm Chris Fairbanks.
I'm Karen Kilgariff.
We are leaving Taco Bell on Century Boulevard.
Taco Bell, one of our better sponsors for the Do You Need a Ride podcast. Taco Bell, come park in our parking lot when you have some tech stuff to set up.
Yeah, Taco Bell, we drive through you.
Taco Bell, sawdust and more.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that the meat is has been confused for sawdust.
It's not confused. It's proven. It's either sawdust or shredded up newspaper.
By a food scientist.
A food scientist said it's either the leavings at the bottom of a gerbil cage or it's from a hobbyist. It's the floor of a hobbyist garage.
Right, right. Because oftentimes, shredded newspaper is used with train sets to duplicate gravel.
Or they paint it green and it's hobbyists. The lawn.
Yeah.
We call them hobbyists.
Or you get it wet and turn it to grade F Taco Bell meat.
That's
anyway,
right.
Taco Bell, one of our proud sponsors.
Thank you, Taco Bell.
We are coming up on LAX.
Gorgeous night here to drive to LAX. It's kind of like almost, it's past dusk.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost nighttime, but it's still light blue and a bit of smoggy orange right at the horizon.
Yeah, it's that perfect time where you just don't know quite if it's night or day or really what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, if you should move away, if you should go to the airport and get on a plane and just get out of town permanently.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I don't know what my next move in life is going to be because of the time of day. Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to really have to question your entire existence,
mm-hmm.
Just because of the colors that surround
mm-hmm.
you. And I think it happens a lot.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't like dusk.
Does that scare you?
I don't like what it's doing to me.
Is it giving you the sundowners?
What am I doing with my life? Just go down, son. Oh, honk right back at you. We podcast in the car, so anytime a horn blows, you will see me blow my lid.
And Chris will blow his lid. I will read from the novel Horatio Hornblower,
mm-hmm.
Just as kind of like a wry literary reference.
Yes, so, and also to balance out when I'm just screaming racist things at cars passing by.
That's the way to balance racism,
mm-hmm.
with boring literature.
Yes, we're picking up Baron Vaughn.
Hilarious comedian Baron Vaughn, who was in Seattle, you say?
I think so. That's where his flight was coming from. I don't know what kind of business he had there.
I love Seattle. You mean not comedy? He could have been like buying diamonds for the government?
Exactly. Blood diamonds. We'll go right into that right when he gets in the car.
We'll be like, why are you... Leonardo DiCaprio specifically asked us not to buy these blood diamonds.
Do you know how sore these children's fingers are because of you?
They're exhausted.
I don't know much about the blood diamond. Diamonding is industry.
The blood
diamonding?
You've got friends in the blood diamond industry. Sorry, I just knocked my own mic off.
I've got friends low places.
Sorry, I meant.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sound guys love when you tap.
Yeah.
Tap the equipment.
Tap it, move it around, wear a nice necklace.
How do we sound, Emmett?
You're sounding good.
Okay, terrific.
Thank God. And we're on video.
You know, I love coming in. Oh, is that what that thing is?
Yeah. Did you think that was a raven on your hood?
I thought it was an Edgar Allan Poe bird.
A Poe bird?
Yeah, a Poe bird.
Mm.
Oh, have you ever had a Poe Bird sandwich? So great.
So much mustard.
Reminds me of the South.
Ooh. What is his...
Terminal 5. Airline. Delta.
Foxtrot.
Delta. Alpha. Leo. Theta. Alpha. Delta. Flight. 241 something.
I was trying to make one up. Is V Victrola?
I think V is Victor. Vega. It's or Victor. Victor Vega. Also a popular Pulp Fiction character. This happened last time at the airport. There's unpredictable traffic.
I think there's probably nothing more vibrant or electric than a podcast that takes place sitting in airport terminal traffic.
Yes.
This is so now. This mm-hmm. is so modern. This is the way people live. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Really struck on
airports something. Are a very, very new concept.
Yes.
You're right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that airports are from the 80s. Everyone, they're new to everybody. We all love them. And I guess what I'm saying is we're in the right place at the right time.
What is this guy saying by merging into three lanes at once? He's an idiot?
He's saying he lives a fear-based life.
Oh, yes. Self-induced fear.
Yeah.
Well, keep living your life the way you enjoy it. I don't have to be a fan.
Keep living your life at around 12 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Slowly merging.
And you're
maybe he had a stroke and he's just kind of slipping off.
I always think that sometimes. When I scream at someone for the way they're driving, I'm like, well, wait, let's hear him out. Let's make sure they aren't having a stroke.
Let's hear his side of the story. If only.
Baron, I think I'm almost certain, is doing stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that a lot. Very funny man.
He's very funny. He's got an amazing voice.
He's
speaking and for telling jokes, but also singing.
Right. He played first chair violin in high school.
I was third trombone.
Now, does that mean that you're not as good?
I was the worst. It was 1 out of 3. I was the worst. I was third.
So they really do rate you.
Yes.
Wow.
Daily.
Really?
You're up for review, and I constantly maintained my spot in last place.
I never played in band. We didn't have band at my high school, but that element of pressure, I would have been out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to take that.
I didn't feel good.
So people that are in, like, symphonies, they were first chair always.
You know what? I knew the whole time I wasn't trying. I didn't want to be good at trombone. I just said, hey, you have an ear for music. It's an amazing ear for music, I think they said.
Oh.
I said, oh, okay, I guess I'll play trombone.
The natural reaction is, okay, I'll go straight to trombone.
My heart wasn't in it.
It's a trombone.
I wanted to be cool. Wait, what do you say about trombone? Are you saying trombones aren't cool?
Wah, wah, wah.
That's not. It's more of a...
You are good.
Yeah. Oh, there.
That was second chair level.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong way?
Well, I might have, yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
See, things like that, they just happen.
It said
P5.
Yeah.
P5. It's not the same as... There's a chance. There's a chance that, I have overshot the and now we're in traffic.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a good idea to have a podcast that will continually take place at a place that stresses me out to the point of anger.
I think it's almost like a zen it's work. You know what I mean? You're going into the mouth of the ghost. You're going right into the place where you need to work the most.
Am I? Because it seems like I'm just stopped at the gate.
Well, yeah, but
what
isn't
are these
this the height of your frustration?
I'm angry.
Like, traffic, you couldn't work on your traffic problem if we were moving.
And my traffic anger issues?
Yes.
You're right. The only healing can take place is if I open the wound.
Yeah.
Don't they say that?
Yes. They say that at all Kaiser Hospital.
You know, now bite on this piece of leather. I'm going to roll down the window. My air conditioner, I do plan on fixing that.
Right.
For any future productions.
Great.
We should have air conditioning.
Yeah, I agree.
How was your week?
It was good.
How's that Pete Holmes show? Do you want to talk about work?
Sure, it's fun.
Yeah?
I love that job. Yeah, it's good. It's,
yeah, it would be fun.
There's a lot, work. But there's really great people, and that makes it really fun.
That's fun. I hang out at home trembling about when the next paycheck's coming in. Is it different than that?
It's very similar. There's just more people around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baron Von texting?
Saying, where are you, bro?
Yep.
Read back the text. Was it a word for word? Did I guess it exactly? Where are you, bro?
On way. Also in the middle of a podcast.
So leave us alone? I can do that texting for you if you want. Oh. Oh, Chris has his phone taped to his leg, everybody. Kind of like Rambo.
I can't. He's very much in the mode of just, hey, I need a ride. I think he forgot about the actual podcast.
No. Impossible.
Well, why would he be?
He's
texting. Okay. This is a red light. I'm just going to go ahead and
let the Porsche go.
Stop.
He's going to be about all about that.
This is maybe the biggest production mistake I've ever made. It's taking this road. I don't know what this is, but it really put a thorn in my craw.
But then when we take that thorn out, that's going to be like the relief for everybody. And so you just made a great podcast episode. You need conflict. You need traffic. You need things to fight against.
I need to be distracted and texting while driving.
You need to be texting.
If it's not bad enough to text while driving, add a radio production. Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's an old-fashioned radio production.
Like Little Orphan Annie?
Yeah.
In a minute, I'm going to punch meat as someone jogs. Just... Right?
Just like Little Orphan Annie used
They were always punching the beef.
She loves to punch beef, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have real parents.
So I'm going to hit this roast beef.
That's what it was all about.
I can sing like Annie, but it is the most irritating gift God gave me.
It's not the most irritating thing about Annie. What I don't like about her, giant white eyes...
Yes.
No cornea, pupil,
you know
radius.
Why? She was addicted to PCP.
Oh,
and that
okay.
was kind of a subplot of that cartoon that they didn't... The censors in the 20s made them take out that storyline. They just left PCP eyes.
Yeah, Daddy Warbucks didn't really talk about how he was making his money.
Yeah, all drugs that he sold straight to Annie.
Yeah. He's hustling the white horse.
Yeah.
Used a kid, strapped it to her. He used to put PCP in little balloons.
And
I don't want to tell you. Yeah, I mean, you just said it.
Annie Mule, Annie Mule, I'll get your heroin to you, even if you live in the Upper Peninsula.
I remember that episode.
Remember?
Oh, I remember.
I ate a balloon.
And they'd pull it out and it'd be in the shape of a balloon animal. This is perfect.
You can't go right.
Perfect.
You gotta go left.
Did you know this is gonna end up perfect?
Are you serious?
Well, that's four.
That's Delta right there.
Yeah,
but
you're gonna
have to get all the way across.
Yeah, I can do it.
This is where our brand new video element of this podcast
is. Yeah, to capture car wrecks?
Yes, this huge bus.
Oh, all right. Get out of me, buddy.
Maybe if they think we're a TV show, they'll let you merge.
Just for the record, I told that guy to get out of me.
Who's the mule now?
Yeah, you know what? This might be one of those situations
where
you
get
honked at? People honk at me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it might just be.
Nothing's ideal. We just have to work with it. Perfection is the enemy of good.
I mean, if the Subaru Forester wasn't enough to learn about that lady, her I own a pet store bangs.
She can hear you.
I don't care. I'm at the airport. I'm yelling out hatred.
She did turn all the way around and give us the dirtiest look just now.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a look like, do you think I'm happy with these bangs?
I got these myself when I was drunk on white wine.
I used hedge clippers.
I showed him not to call me back.
I don't think that's who she's interested in romantically.
No?
No, Subaru Forester. I am going to hug her bumper.
Well, she might not like that.
Is the shuttle... A shuttle would lend itself to a vehicle that moves. It's hard to shuttle when you're just got your ass parked. Come on, number 678.
Come on, old 678.
Bus shuttle number 678, proud sponsor of Do You Need a Ride?
The shuttle 678, when you don't want to go anywhere, 678. That's kind of, you know, that's kind of Blanket Patch's bit.
Is it? Oh, we gotta stop doing it.
Yeah. I just realized it right now because it's exactly his bit.
We'll have Blaine on and we'll apologize to him.
Okay, good. He has his best fake advertiser.
This is a problem. I thought that
right here.
Oh, good, good.
Just follow Subaru Forester.
Yeah. If you see Baron,
I wanted to double down on stealing Blaine's joke.
Do you see? Oh, I thought you were talking about wanting to.
Is that him right there?
I don't know.
There he is right there.
No, but confusing him for that guy is racist.
Well, yeah. There's really no way to win.
No, that really is Baron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi. Is there recording as well?
Get in here.
Yeah.
Where can I put my stuff? In the trunk?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'll open it up. You okay back there? There's a lot of... I'm just going to put on my driving hat.
Good idea.
GoPro right there. Be a little ginger and...
Be careful of the cameras and stuff?
Yeah.
It's a 7-camera shoot.
I'm noticing that.
Are you into it?
Sure, whatever, Michael Bay.
How are you, Baron?
I'm okay.
Baron,
I saw a car, a black Honda pulled up, and I thought it was you guys because it was really crowded. And nope, just the family waiting for this woman who was way too young and attractive to have popped out 4 kids.
Oh.
Did you
get... Even though she looked like she married the Israeli dice.
Are you saying that she was in a union with the fuzzy dice that were hanging from the rearview mirror?
No, I mean Andrew.
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay, yeah. Well, he's had a lot of ladies.
He has, well, yeah, especially the Israeli version of him, apparently.
Baron Vaughn, despite popular belief, you're not related to Theo Vaughn.
No.
Yeah, I already knew that. I'm just letting... Yeah, his is a short... You're not a Von Turnikowski. You're not of the Theo Von Turnikowski.
Right.
That's Although his real
Theo,
last name?
Theo Von is from New Orleans.
Yes.
So I always like to joke with him that I probably have my last name because his family owned mine. That way it's immediately uncomfortable.
And what kind of look is on his face when he hears you?
Just kind of like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's unfortunately,
that's cool.
Well, unfortunately, not one of horror. It's one of shrugging agreement.
Exactly. Mm.
Oh, he's a nice guy. And you're even nicer, and we're glad you're here.
Yes, hey. So much.
You were in Seattle?
Yeah, well, Kirkland.
Yes, laughs. Then.
Yes, outside of Seattle.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was actually a really good weekend. I learned some stuff.
Like what?
Well, you know how you get those bits that you just like, you just will not let go of? Especially
when,
and then suddenly you start growing the rest of your act out of like this one joke that you love.
Yeah, I can think of a couple of your bits like that.
Okay. You're growing your act out of my jokes. Interesting. But I like let go of maybe 15 minutes. Of material
retired it?
I retired it, and I looped in a new 20,
this
I think.
This guy's just going to keep going.
Yeah, he doesn't see anything.
Jesus.
Wow.
It's kind of like Mad Max.
This?
Yeah. You got this thing. You got it.
Yeah. I feel like Tina Turner with a mutant on her shoulders.
Wait, are you saying you have replacement material that's even better?
That is now working. There was one joke that has been like my white whale that I couldn't figure out, and I finally somehow cracked it this weekend.
That's amazing.
And so I have like a new like 20-minute chunk, and I let go of some other stuff that I've been holding on. Probably the oldest stuff that's in my act right now that I've been holding on to. So I felt good about the weekend. It was incredibly productive.
That's terrific.
Sub camera.
Now, do you like when you're in Kirkland? That's one of those clubs where they're like, hey, come do comedy in Seattle, but you're not...
In Seattle.
You're actually more than an hour away from Seattle, right?
Well, about 30-minute drive, yeah.
Oh, so I'm off. I'm wrong on that.
But it's still like... It feels the same.
You're too far to walk and say, hey, there's the space station.
Exactly. I mean, you know what's interesting about it is that there's no real proper club in Seattle proper.
Really?
There's a place called the Comedy Underground, but everyone seems to have like conflicting feelings about it. People don't like the management, people don't like the club, people don't like the location. So it's like Laughs is the only club that has touring comedy. Laughs in Parlor.
Yeah.
In Bellevue. And Bellevue seems
also
like...
Also not Seattle.
Yeah,
Seattle,
exactly.
A bustling city.
Yeah,
is Seattle a bustling city?
That's these, really weird.
It's really strange.
I don't really like that.
I think we're going the wrong way.
Are we?
Definitely.
Where do you live?
Los Feliz.
Oh, okay. You don't want to get on the 405 and then the 10?
Well, we should have gotten the 105, I think, to the 110.
Oh,
to the,
wow. Do you want to... welcome to another episode of Backseat Driver.
Yeah. The offshoot podcast.
I guess we can go this way. What is this? Are we heading... Are we on Sepulveda or Century?
This is Century, I think.
Yeah, I'm just kind of... It's the multitasking that involves...
I'm going to let you...
Just get us lost?
Yeah.
I honestly, yeah, I've never done the 105. We could do that.
I mean, it goes right out of the airport onto the 105, but it's behind us now. We might as well just go whatever way we're going.
Oh, okay.
We might as well keep driving this way until we come back the other side of the world.
Okay. Perfect. That's going to be a good podcast.
Yeah, I've never driven to your house before.
Yeah. Around the world in 80 podcasts.
I will,
You've driven to my house before, but not from the airport.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Perfect.
There's some kind of freeway coming up.
Yeah.
This is Century. Yeah.
As long as we're moving.
I can't see. All right. Anyway, I don't have bad shows. And I've gotten to the point where I...
You did?
I don't
you
care.
Don't have bad shows?
Or
you
no, did? I don't have bad shows.
Oh, you just
I
don't.
Have weird shows.
Oh, okay.
I have great shows, good shows, or weird shows. Well, I don't have a show that's just flat out bad where the audience is staring at me and boos.
Huh.
But I have them staring at me confused.
Have you ever done an Indian casino?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
You could have bad shows.
Well, not anymore. I've had bad shows.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, in the last couple of years, I've narrowed it down to great, good, and weird.
Okay, good.
Which I feel like is good.
That's good.
I feel like I'm making progress.
That's how you wouldn't get booked if you had bad shows.
Exactly.
Right? You know what you're doing. How long have you been doing stand-up?
13 years.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's helping explain my career, though, because I still easily have bad shows.
And how long have you been doing it?
16 years.
16.
Yeah.
I know. You said that like a therapist that didn't know what to say.
That's just a lot to hold.
Yeah.
16.
Let's sit with that for a second.
this whole...
Three more.
How does that make you feel?
Well, now I'm driving around in a lit-up car. Who's laughing now?
Whoa.
Who's laughing now? Not our audience.
That shows.
Wait a minute. I messed that up. Yeah, I'm going to get on the...
405.
405, yeah. Gotcha. That's... Wouldn't the 105 eventually take you to the 405?
It does, but you pass it.
Oh, you end up passing
it? The 105 goes straight to the 110.
Should I just go to the 105?
Well,
get on south here? It isn't, though.
It is too late.
So we're going south, though. 405 to the 10, right?
I could get on the...
You can do the 405 to the 10.
Okay.
Does the 405 hit the 110? I think we're already on the... I don't know this way.
No, it's parallel...
This way. Cameron McGillicuddy is
this way
trying not to impose himself, but he is shaking his head no a lot.
Okay.
So what do you guys know?
Why? Tell us.
You can go the right way.
Okay.
Okay.
You can go this way.
Okay. The next 405 to the 10, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then to the 110.
That's what we're
And then
do.
To the 101.
Right.
Right.
405 to the 10 to the 110. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, that's Samuel Jackson.
That was probably the most riveting specifics about freeways that have ever been in a podcast. So
well, here's a nice little
horn.
Here's a nice little
dog ear that
piece of trivia for the watchers / listeners. Uh-oh.
We want to? Why would we? Okay.
We want to go south, right?
No.
North.
405 north?
Yeah, do you feel safe in this car? Do you feel like it was a good choice?
With Chris behind the wheel?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
All right.
Have you guys been switching it up?
I'm just depressed that I still have bad shows.
No, Chris, you don't have bad shows.
Don't let that affect your driving.
I'm not, no.
Chris, remember what I told you about recording yourself?
Uh-huh.
Do you record yourself? Audio?
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't want to listen to it.
No, but you got to. In the last year... I started recording myself every show, and I listened to it.
Yeah.
Number one...
You don't hate your own voice?
No. Oh, I hate my own face. Like, I can't watch a video recording of myself doing stand-up.
I'm okay with my face.
But the voice, it's like... Because it makes me listen to the material and not what I'm doing, right? Roll up your window.
Yeah, roll up your window.
For sound. So...
It takes a village.
It takes a village, right. Number one, it's never as bad as I think it is. Because I realized how much time I was wasting feeling like crap about a set when really I could have learned something from it. And when I listen to it, I hear what the laughs actually were, mm-hmm. and what jokes can actually be turned into material. And then it's there's no such thing as a bad set. There's just workshop.
Yeah.
And but I realized like I would beat myself up and never learn anything from it and be like, oh, why doesn't all this stuff magically work?
Yeah.
But now I can listen to it and be like, I can make that work.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, I should do that more.
I want to do that, but I have this weird thing.
Yeah.
This is just me being crazy, but I have this thing where when I go to hit record, I think it's going to, like, jinx my set.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to be self-aware.
Yeah.
And then thinking about that as opposed to just having, like, my loosey-goosey set.
Well, that's why I just record every set.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't listen to all of them.
Standard.
I don't listen to all of them. I just hit record no matter where the show is. Well, unless it's going to be a really good show, then I don't record it.
For real?
Yeah.
So you have the same superstition?
Well, if it's a really good show, I don't record it because I know I'm going to do stuff that I know works.
Right.
I'm not going to do anything workshoppy.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that this would be a good podcast, so actually we're not recording.
Yeah,
right.
None of this will
perfect.
Be.
No. You didn't want to jinx it.
Jinxies.
You're like, Baron, he's going to drop some gems on us.
Did the owner's Dave, is it?
Yeah, Dave Dennison. David Angela Dennison.
Staven is... on his floor in his apartment.
Did I stay on his floor in his apartment?
I had to stay on his floor in his apartment.
What?
Yeah.
Why's that?
I don't know.
That's frightening.
And I think I said something about it, and I haven't been there since.
In laughs?
Yeah.
No, there's like a hotel. Exactly.
Yeah, I knew that. I said the guy's name.
Yeah, what? That's so weird.
Yeah.
Why am I on the floor of your apartment, you asked demurely.
Oh, I think it was so they could take me to radio. Did you have to do radio? Do you enjoy doing radio?
No, I didn't have to do... I don't do radio with laughs, which is surprising.
Okay. I always do.
I don't like doing it, and I don't understand why. I mean, like, I don't like getting up, number one.
Right.
Number two, who is listening to the radio at 6 a.m.?
Have you ever... Yeah.
And is going to be like, you know what? I will go to that show tonight.
I've many times during a show taken a poll of the audience and said, how many people are here because of the radio at 6 a.m. this morning? And never once has a hand been raised.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why they didn't ask you back.
Oh!
Maybe
waka,
that's
waka,
it.
Waka, said
Fozzie. Quit polling the audience all the time.
There's a slim
chance.
Chris,
is this stand-up comedy or a Gallup poll?
Or...
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't. I think I maybe
something
slapped around a waitress there.
So you were in Kirkland the whole time.
Yeah.
So did you just like go to the movies? What did you do?
No, I actually have a couple friends in Seattle that came out to Kirkland to see me.
Nice.
I went into Seattle one day. Mr. Hari Kondabolu was doing a theater in Seattle proper. So I ended up getting to see him for 5 seconds. He was in the Neptune, 700 seats, sold it out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Pretty incredible.
That's very cool.
And then I randomly ran into Joe, Mandy, and Aziz, and Sorry Today, as I was leaving.
Fun.
Because they had a show in Seattle tonight, and I was like, okay.
That's great.
It was cray-cray. Holiday, that is.
You ran into them in the city?
Yeah, I went into the city, too, because my flight was late, as you know. So I went in to meet up with a friend from high school, and we went to this place that Joe was standing outside of.
Oh, wow.
And he saw me, and he's like, Baron? I'm like, Joe, what's up?
That's crazy.
And I guess Aziz is up there, so Joe's opening for Aziz.
And you
Aziz
like those
out.
Two guys? You like hanging out with those guys?
Well, I have never really hung out with Aziz, but Joe, yes.
Sure.
Joe, I know from Boston, actually.
Oh, okay. I love Joe Mandy. He's hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's good.
Boston or Austin?
Boston.
That's odd. That happens a lot, huh?
Yeah.
I'm from Austin, and
well,
so...
Well, only Austin comics do that.
I've never been to Boston. Yes, Boston comics know not to do it to Austin people, because they're
Boston comics never
smarter.
Assume it's Austin.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, yes.
They would never.
So where
are you from, originally?
Vegas.
Is that true?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
Oh,
the best.
Wow.
Born in New Mexico, moved to Vegas when I was like 6 or 7.
You're the most healthy person I've ever met from Vegas.
Just because I left it.
You didn't stay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whatever happens there stays there. People take that to heart.
Anyone I knew that grew up in Vegas, their stories are about cigarettes when they were 14 that were dipped in some sort of liquid acid, and then their mother was like a cocktail waitress at a strip club.
Jesus Christ.
And their friend murdered someone and it was on some HBO documentary. Those are three different people I know from Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, I kind of kept my head down, honestly. It was thanks to, I think, my grandmother a lot,
Well, now you keep your chin up.
No, no, I just mean like, oh. I keep my chin up, but I kept my head down in the neighborhood that I was in.
Oh, okay.
So as to not get in trouble.
I thought you meant like at school you spent a lot of time snoozing or playing 7-Up.
Yeah, definitely 7-Up. In quarters.
Well, you had to keep your head down because you were first chair violin.
Uh-oh. You know what? I don't even remember if I got to first chair.
Would you suggest going to the 101 or doing the 10?
I think do the 10.
Okay.
Because the 10 will go to the 5.
Yeah, definitely go to the 10.
Ooh, this is not good traffic.
Nope. No, that's one thing about living here. I thought you grew up in Los Angeles. I don't know why.
No.
You didn't spend any time as a child here.
Not until I moved here 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, New York. Boston and New York.
I feel like maybe it was one of your stage riffs.
I think that you started seeing me.
Get off the freeway. Remember that accident?
Yep. Oh, there was an accident?
Yep.
Let's do this.
It's no accident that I got up.
You guys need me to get on Waze?
I do mention, people say Waze a lot, but I just...
Hate it?
Day ends up filling with everything except downloading that app.
You mean living your life?
Yeah.
Living your life.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I'm very good at it.
Really?
I'm like in the top 1% in this state.
Wait a second. Wow. Is it like a game? Like it does...
You can earn points because of how much you drive.
Oh.
And you can also mark things like accidents, cars on the road, police traps, potholes, weather, animals.
So, and like roadkill animals.
Well,
there's one cat.
No,
that just stays
one time
there
I was in
the
south and I was driving and it was like animals up ahead. I'm like animals, and then I got it. Then there's a freaking deer right there on the side of the road.
That's holy shit!
Eating freaking road grass.
Road glass. I wish you said glass.
Glass.
I would love to see a deer just eating a little road glass.
Just a hard-ass deer. Mm-hmm. Just seen it all.
Just a deer that has to prove what a badass he is.
Yeah, a deer with an eye patch.
Poor
who doesn't
deer.
Care that his mother
He's like,
is dead.
I was never veal. That's what
I was glad she got shot by hunters. Oh, Bambi the thug.
That was my old lady. Never been the same ever since. Anyway, they call me old man Deergens. Deer Jenkins. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Which show did you find there was a show that was the best show?
The late night Friday show was my best show. Maybe I even felt like it the best set I've ever had.
Yes.
That's great.
Like in my, like the strongest, clearest hour, all the jokes were lucid, every punchline hit, the audience was hanging on my every word.
They're nice people there.
Yeah. The Saturday shows were weird though.
Yeah.
So, but I had my greatest show ever late Friday. Then the Saturday shows, they were just kind of tight.
What is this?
Just a lot of work.
Do you remember this famous whatever Steve Martin quote where he said, "I quit doing stand up because of the blank late show"? Was it
Friday? Maybe Saturday?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's usually the Saturday or Friday late show.
For me, it's always different which show is.
Yeah, I feel like the late shows are always harder.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't quit because you became a famous movie star, Steve Martin?
Well, waka waka. I think it was a joke.
You know what's funny is I
Oh, it was?
Agree. I agree those shows are harder, but I really found when I was doing lots of clubs that I started to love the bachelorette parties that everyone else feared and hated so much because I could get them. And then when you get those disruptive, self-centered assholes, and they start loving everything you say, it's like the ultimate power.
That is a good, to befriend.
The best feeling.
And you know, I actually think on the early Saturday show, there were these young girls in the front, 18, I think, because the first show was like 18 and over, second show is 21 and over, right? And I think that when there's really young people or really old people in plain sight of the rest of the audience, They spend the whole time wondering if they should be offended for them.
Ooh.
Right.
Or scared for them. Oh, is this Sepulveda?
I mean, there's not much
I think
else.
We
don't
just
do it. Do surface streets.
All right.
This is kind of amazing because I don't know. Driving from the airport is so stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In just the airport in itself is a mess.
And we've made
it. You decided to capture it on video.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
At Palms?
Yes.
It seemed like a good idea as far as getting something for us to do. My brakes are also giving out.
Oh.
That's important to note.
That's bad.
But yeah, I forgot that driving just makes me
stressed,
angry at society.
Oh, yeah.
When
at
I did your podcast, we talked about anger.
Oh, there's the accident. She literally just said accident up ahead.
Don't be sure to turn your lights off. Oh boy. I at some point I'm gonna fix the air conditioning. I'd like to apologize to everyone for how hot we all are right now.
It's fine.
I thought it was because it was nighttime that, but we got lights in here.
Yeah, lights in here. I'm wearing two coats.
Right,
because I just came back from Seattle.
And
was it raining?
Was it?
Yeah, it did rain.
See, that's what they
say. And I can't stand the rain against my window.
I love a rainy night. Were you sleepless there?
A little bit.
I like all the Seattle jokes you can...
Yeah.
I don't have any jokes about Kirkland.
They have a water brand. There's a water Kirkland water
one
brand.
And they make fleeces that are at Costco.
Yes, yes. They make signature jeans,
batteries. Kirkland signature jeans.
Winter tires and muffins.
I wonder... And delicious birthday cakes. I wonder if...
And this podcast brought to you by Kirkland.
What do you need? We make it.
Our podcast brought to you by a popular Blaine Kapatch joke.
Kirkland.
Fake commercials.
We've been ripping up Blaine's joke for two podcasts now.
Yeah, well, we gave him credit.
He's a very funny man.
That's how he's sponsoring our...
Yeah. His talent is sponsoring this podcast.
This podcast is sponsored by Blaine Kapatch. Blaine Kapatch.
When you don't want to know its age... Blaine Kapatch.
Go with Blaine Kapatch.
He's looked the same the whole time I've known him. Oh, really?
He's one of those guys. Yeah, we got to get in this left lane. Okay, we're going to let this person go.
How about I kill you?
Yes.
All right. Well, God, I love driving alone. The last time I was in Kirkland, I was on stage.
Yeah?
And you know, they have that green room that everyone who works in the kitchen changes in?
I don't go in there. I just hang out in the back of the room. That green room's grody.
Yeah.
But okay. Yes, I know the green room we're talking about.
It seemed like every time I've been there, I had a sore throat or I was sick or something, nursing something. It just happened to be the last two times I went there, I was sick. Maybe that's why they don't have me back. But I think that someone that works there or someone from the audience went into the green room on the way to the bathroom, stole my wallet while I was on stage. And opened it and was like, oh, that's the comedian that's telling jokes right now. Yeah, I'm going to have to steal this wallet. And then they, during the show, filled three different cars with gas.
Wow.
At a gas station.
What?
Across the street. And, because right when I got off stage, I went in there and I'm like, my wallet's gone. So I called my bank. And they said, yeah, it's already filled up three different cars. Like, that guy just got to it. And then a policeman came and he said, yeah, I started chasing a Mustang, but I didn't want to go that fast in city limits. So he let the guy go.
Wow, that's really the Pacific Northwest for you.
Yeah, yeah. So
I just thought it wasn't going to be nice.
It's scary with lights in the car.
Yeah, this must be insane.
It is insane.
It's a little bit crazy.
Hey, guys, future reference, don't do this at night. I think all the natural daylight, first of all, it's good for people's complexions. Second of all, it's great for people's complexions.
Yeah. I think you're right. Because right now, I've just taken this turn here.
Are you half blind?
So much back sweat pouring down. Just because I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Oh.
Okay, now we're in the flow of traffic. I'm glad we had that little detour because it's been a while since I've checked out the motor area.
It was gorgeous.
It was beautiful, especially at, what is this, twilight?
8:30.
It's nighttime.
Yeah.
It's nighttime. At 8:30.
Straight up nighttime.
It's twilight time.
I have a
Wait, we were going to talk about the Eliza Skinner's improv music show.
Yes, terrific during that.
As were you, Chris. As were you.
Wasn't that interesting how scary that was?
All of us were terrified and then somehow killed it.
Just a stand-up show with a piano accompaniment.
Yeah.
And it turns out we all like to make up songs, right?
Yeah. Well, also, it was like... It's interesting when that happens because it's just like, I think we were all kind of a little afraid to trust ourselves.
Yes.
Personally, I loved what Guy Branum did, which was it was absurd.
Yeah.
With the martini and sitting.
He was like, I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to do this lounge character.
Yeah. That's like tired, the thing he was born to do. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was great.
Wait, now what did you do?
I picked from pieces of paper in a fishbowl and did little songs.
Did little songs.
Based on whatever someone had written, and it was terrifying.
So, oh, sorry.
But so fun.
So, like, the name of the song is in the fishbowl, and then the
people
piano
wrote,
player...
People wrote... There's two things that can happen. People wrote suggestions before the show started, and Eliza put them all in a little bowl. That if we felt the need to, we could pick a suggestion out, and that was the title of the song that we were going to sing. Or, whilst you're doing your act, the piano player would just start playing under your jokes, and then you had to turn the rest of your bit into a song.
That's right.
So if you pull out a piece of paper, and it says, swashbuckling penguin... You'd sing a song like this. Go, Baron.
Boom, 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 boom. Well, there's a penguin I know, and he lives on a ship. He's a swashbuckling penguin. He's got a sword and a musket so hip. He's a swashbuckling penguin. They call him Errol Flingwin. They call him Errol Flingwin. Because he's a swashbuckling penguin.
That would
something
be
like that.
So great, Eric.
Errol Flingwin?
That was really awesome.
I'm kind of impressed with myself.
You are clearly at the top of your game right now.
Right there.
It was almost... I was almost excited to get in a car wreck during that song.
The perfect
it was
way
happening.
To end it.
If the last thing you hear is swashbuckling penguin, Errol Flynn...
Errol Flingwin.
Errol Flingwin.
Oh, I gotta do that show. That
see,
sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's actually really fun.
That was just a taste of it.
Do you have time to do shows anymore, Karen?
I do sometimes. I've
was
been
your
canceling.
Album recording your retirement from stand-up
no,
comedy?
No, I hope not.
No.
Quite the opposite. But I've been doing shows lately, except for this past week. I had to cancel almost every show I had booked.
Yeah.
But it's just when we take... Uh-oh. When we...
No. Just like people were like...
You were
yeah. I think maybe it was a show I was at, yeah, that you had to cancel.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she's busy.
I
nobody was taking it personally.
Well, that's kind of the good part. Well, I remember one time I had to cancel on Jim Hamilton, and he wrote back because I had to stay in New York longer than I thought I had. And so I sent him this really long apologetic message about, like, I'm so sorry, and all this. I really wanted to be here. He wrote back, oh, no, period. What will I do? How will I find a comedian in Los Angeles? I was just like, wow. That hurt.
Oh, that Midwestern charm.
But I always think of that, where it's like, yeah, I don't want to let people down or whatever, but at the same time, there's always 12 people on
the show.
It's
funny that we're talking about this, because I'm skipping a show right now.
Are you?
Yeah, it started at 8.
What show?
It was at Bordner's. It's called the...
Bordner's?
Yeah.
I know, that's what I said.
Rory Scovel, some other people.
What? Right? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, me either. Maybe it's a show you don't know about.
Hmm.
Huh.
I think I was supposed to do a show tonight, but I never heard anything about it.
Yeah, well, maybe
no
it's
one tweeted.
Show.
It's freaking Tiger Lily. I was supposed to do Tiger Lily tonight.
Oh, okay.
And there's no tweets about it. No Facebook invite.
I never heard
from Jazz. I'm like, guess I'm staying in, Joe.
Sometimes isn't it funny to get all these gigs and then they're coming in from Facebook things? They're coming in from tweets. They're coming in from actual traditional emails.
Yep.
God forbid someone call you and ask you to do something. So I have this little calendar and it says show tonight, location. Then I write down the avenue it came to me, like Facebook or Twitter or whatever. So then I can look it up.
Right, and I do the same thing, but I never... She always tweets heavily about what the lineup is, but I saw nothing. So I'm like, maybe it's canceled. I don't know what the heck's going on. So I'm going to go home.
You are going to go home?
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe I'll skip my show, too. You know how much that sounds like a didgeridoo.
What are you talking about?
Wait, no, that just sounds like a guy that's buried.
What are you talking about? That's a guy that's married.
Less didgeridoo-y. Yeah, I don't know what the show is.
Yeah, I was just doing some tube and throat singing.
I liked it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's right.
That was amazing.
Was it Inuit throat singing?
Yes.
Yeah, people are really Inuit when I do that. They're like really Inuit.
There we go.
So
uh-oh, slide it.
I hope they have 100 words for awesome. Because that's what
awesome
that
when the light from the dew hits it.
I have to take a wind break.
Yeah, take a wind break.
That'd be the best if you said that and in just an your English accent,
the horrible part.
We could all accept.
I think all you did was unlock the doors.
Sorry.
So please lock them back so we don't accidentally fall out. Can I roll this one down even though it has a camera on it?
Just a quick windbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Just a quick windbreak.
Oh. I want to stick my tongue out and put my head out the thing like there what are those things called? Dogs.
Those family animals.
Those things.
That's been something I've been wanting to do lately.
Get a dog?
Yeah.
I have two.
It's never been in my brain, and now I'm like, I think I'd like to have like a. I haven't had a dog for a really long time. All of my dogs got killed, and then I switched to cats.
Murdered all your dogs?
Well, actually, two of them were killed by the same woman.
What? Seriously?
In a car?
Yeah, they both jumped the fence.
Oh no!
At the same time, like literally at like 5:15 when she was coming home from work. And, like, they both jumped the fence and got hit by the same woman on the same block at the same time.
The same car in the same moment?
Same car. No. Different. A year apart from each other.
No. That's horrifying.
How does she live with herself?
It's not her fault. She was just going home from work, and the dogs jumped the fence, and this is back in New Mexico.
This happened twice?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And that's why I was like, I'm going to stay away from dogs.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, and then there's the really sad one.
We can go there.
You want me to go there? So in New Mexico, I was raised with my great-grandparents. Long story, mom had me when she was 19. Great-grandparents were like, you shouldn't have sex beyond marriage. And my grandmother's like, you should have had an abortion. So you can see the difference of progressivism.
Yeah, yeah.
There. And so my great-grandparents had me, and we were in New Mexico. Uh-huh. And my great-grandfather had this little, little restaurant kind of snack store. Like, kids would come in there and buy, you know, cookies and chips and candies. And he also, like, made, like, hot dogs and burgers.
Do you sometimes sing to the kids, like in Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Remember that Candyman? Oh.
Bing, bing, boom, boom, bing, bing, like that. But right across the street was just this giant farm.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, really tall wheat grass. You couldn't really see. And it was just this open field. And I had this one dog, and I hadn't seen him all day, and I was wondering why. And then I was in that store, and I saw my great-grandmother across the street in the grass, and I'd never seen her over there. I was like, what is she doing? And I had this little ice cream cone that I had gotten out of the
Pasadena
store. Okay. And then, 110 North.
Yeah, Pasadena. 10.
No, that's...
110 North.
110 North.
Gotcha. Tony, I thought you were pointing up there.
Do not make me say that.
Do not go to San Pedro.
I'm trying not to point into camera.
It's
bad luck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Unless you're...
So she was there, like, digging in the grass. I'm like, what is she doing? And I came outside. I remember looking at her, licking my little ice cream cone. And then she stood up, and she picked up the body of my dog, who I guess had been hit by a car on that street.
Uh-huh.
And he crawled over to the side of the street, I guess, to die in peace.
Oh, no.
But he was there. She picked up his body, and he was all bloody, blood in his fur, and she just kind of laid him in front of me.
And I remember
licking the freaking ice cream off of the cone and just crying my eyes out.
Oh no.
While I watched the life leave his body.
So you didn't stop licking the ice cream. That's a curious choice.
Well, I didn't know what. Yeah, and I was like,
it melted or whatever.
Maybe that's why I don't like ice cream. maybe that's why I'm never like, yeah, love ice creams. I never have had a hankering for ice cream ever again.
Yeah.
Sex is ruined for me because my cat died while I was masturbating. Nah, it's awful. I don't even
know. So you just, what you're saying is you destroyed the pussy. You destroyed the pussy is what you're saying, Chris.
That's right. Yeah.
Watch out.
Who is the headline? Who's ruined?
That's right.
It's that guy.
I came from the land of Kirks.
I'm pushing
Cameron's.
They can't handle me in Kirkland. That's why it's been since 2008.
You really hung up on... Should we visit this?
No, I'm not.
I think that you can probably go back there if you wanted to, Chris.
I could ask to go back.
Just do it.
But you don't want to.
I don't want to.
That's also the other thing.
Heal it up.
You don't want to go back. That's the other thing.
I'm going to do a show across the way at the Liquid Lime.
Yeah, because the Bellevue, the parlor place, seems to be totally corporate. They book no local acts whatsoever.
Oh, really?
They have a feature and a headliner come in from out of town.
Sure.
Plus, Bellevue seems really douchey. It's like rich programmers, but like the ones that you know raped someone in college. That's who it is that's living there. And they got away with it because their dad is important or something.
They always get houses on the lake.
Lake. They have lake houses.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about your dog that died, by the way. I didn't mean to make a joke about that.
No, it's fine.
Sad story.
It's, honestly, I feel like it was, there's something old school about it. Like, my great-grandmother wasn't like, I'm going to hide this death of this dog.
No.
She brought it to me and let me watch.
She made
So I knew life ends.
Yeah.
My son.
And if that hadn't...
Drink it
and
in.
So does ice cream.
If that hadn't happened, yeah, you'd just be fat because of ice cream.
That's
now.
Right.
You'd be a big, fat, sweet tooth.
Big fat. They'd call me Icy McCream, and I'd probably be the best pool player in all of Minnesota. Though.
Yeah, because you have no choice with that nine. That nine.
Uh-oh, Icy McCream. That's coming up. Oh my God, somebody had a joke the other day.
He's the best at billiards.
Somebody had a joke the other day. I can't remember who it was. I feel like it was someone like Barry Rothbard or somebody that had some joke that was like, maybe it was you, Chris? No. There's there's a joy in beating someone at pool that came with their own pool stick.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have to watch them kind of...
I've experienced that with darts. Some guy came with darts with his own tips and his own little... And
he's serious about it. Then you beat him and he's like angrily putting all his... Oh!
I've played a lot of darts.
This is awkward. We were supposed to be in the left lane here.
Nah, it'll be fine. So we're basically going, like, I'll just get on the old...
Now we're going downtown.
Don't worry about it, man. So what else?
No, this is just obnoxious that this freaking freeway is like this.
Yeah.
Does it come back out somehow?
Yeah.
Hopefully, totally. We'll see.
Everyone knows to do
hey,
that.
Hey, nope.
Just like, yeah. Everyone else goes where all the traffic is right there.
Yes, totally.
I do this because there's fewer cars. Bling,
bling, smart. Bling, bling, bling. Through traffic. Bling.
Yeah, bling, beautiful
fart
down.
Box.
Put it in my hands. I do wonder what happens in all these buildings. Is that like when you're driving around LA and you see all these giant houses where millionaires live? Do they all work in these tall buildings? Is that where rich people work?
Maybe.
I'm always confused.
I don't think rich people work. They just own things.
How do people work?
We should get all the way to the left for the 5 North.
Okay.
You know, in 7 lanes in 5 seconds, like it does in Los Angeles.
Like you are expected to do.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah, you got it.
Wow, this is actually pretty impressive, Chris.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It is impressive.
Because I meant to say impressive, but my brain was like, you mean Chris? My brain was like, Google right there, impressive. Did you mean Chris Fairbanks?
You missed, I think, 5 earthquakes since you've been gone.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, actually, I saw on some Twitter alert that somebody was like, so-and-so followed LA earthquake alert. And it was like some Twitter that tweets every earthquake. And I looked at it and I'm like, there have been 8 earthquakes in the last day. What's happening?
Isn't that scary?
The most recent one was really big, but it was, where I lived, it was not loud at all. Like, my dogs did not wake up.
Hmm.
So I just thought I had gotten really dizzy, and it freaked me out. And it was long; it was like more than a minute, I think. So I just sat there going, "Do I have vertigo?" It was super weird. And then I looked down and saw it was like the blanket was swinging back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I understood what was
paranormal
happening.
Activity.
It scares me. Yeah. Isn't it a good thing? Haven't you always heard that if little tiny earthquakes?
Yeah, they release the pressure.
Yeah. Also, a great.
Tiny earthquake is just the
Tori Amos album.
Isn't the earthquake just like an earth fart? Like
they're little farts.
The earth is a little gas.
Yeah,
right. So it's good.
It upsets somebody.
Yeah, otherwise everything takes a giant messy shit and we all die, right?
Ha, that's right. What a volcano is.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's real hot shit.
All this whole time, I didn't realize how scared I was to drive in a car with the potential of an earthquake, because I just think about Lois Lane falling into that trench.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey. That's,
yeah.
Well, maybe Christopher Reeve will show up and scream, oh, we got to get in this left lane.
Fly right backwards.
Here. We only have 3 miles.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing. Here we go. And,
we're almost to my place, actually.
This is great. I'm glad we took this route.
It was perfect.
It was. It was what we were meant to do.
Any upcoming shows, Baron, that you're excited about?
When is this going to be going up?
Probably December.
Oh.
Or so.
I do have some upcoming shows that I'm excited about.
15.
I'm just, it's not until, like, I feel like I have a college this weekend in Texas, Kerrville, which we'll see how that goes. What do I have coming up? Some club dates, but that's not until like after the summer. I'm excited about Bridgetown, which is going to be May.
Oh yeah,
I'm taking Bridgetown off this year.
A lot of people are, but they also didn't they also didn't
register?
Accept a lot of people back. Like, people who... They accepted, like, 100 new people who've never done it.
Oh, good.
Before. I think that's good.
I think it is good. I think it's good they aren't having me back. I was really starting to spin my wheels there in Portland.
Yeah, that's what I got going on. I'm just trying to... I think that auditioning is over for me.
You're not doing
as
it
a concept.
Anymore?
Yes, okay. Yes.
I don't know that I'm going to fit into anything that anyone else has thought of.
So
two years in a row where Hollywood is like, America just doesn't believe you exist. So
are you going to write something?
Yeah, yourself? I mean, I feel like that's the only thing that I can do is write something for myself, I guess.
You should.
And see if somebody's interested in it. But it's like, because auditioning, it's so time consuming, and I'm never prepared because there's always so many.
Yes.
And nobody that isn't an actor doesn't get that you actually need to sound like a human being when you're saying these lines.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And it's like people are getting cast off of half-assed auditions, essentially, and then the shows aren't good? Weird.
Yep. Yeah. I did not do that this year, but it wasn't by choice.
just like laughs.
I just don't have, any kind of representation. I
understand it.
But I like it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, it's the most painful, the amount of time you can spend doing anything. It's the worst. It's always the worst people and the worst feeling, and the lines are poorly written. And
it's just so badly written.
Yeah.
When they're like, let's give this person a 3-page scene in which there's only 2 lines in it.
And it just doesn't track in any way. And then it's like somehow it's on you. You're not good enough to make that make sense.
Well, I think that, honestly, to do it all in one foul swoop for every show and every channel and every actor and casting director in this freaking city makes no sense. It's just a giant... Everyone's a giant ball of annoyed, anxious stress.
Do I get on...
No, stay on the 5.
Okay, thanks.
Get off of the 2. Don't go on the 2.
Don't go on the 2.
Okay, gotcha.
And then also, I'm watching 300 people say the exact same words is not going to help you tell people apart.
No, right.
Yeah.
Honestly, they should do it like theater. Theater doesn't even do it anymore, but people should just be able to come in with their own monologues and showcase themselves. Then you give them the sides when it's a callback.
Yeah,
but I guarantee you from the first audition, they would narrow it down to a key people. It would take less time, I bet you.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if we kind of took over all the decision-making and it wasn't left to people that were just communications majors that like to compartmentalize talent, like these, just like all the ladies and dudes that work at Comedy Central that have no sense of humor, and they're like, we're gonna use this guy,
we're gonna cut this, right?
Well, like, it's also it's
waka,
also
waka.
All the people that
I hate Comedy Central,
they undercut the intelligence of the public, so it's always like they would never get that. But I really feel like that's kind of going to the wayside now with all the Netflix and cable and all that kind of stuff, Mad Men or whatever, where it's almost like the intelligence of the average person is starting to fight back, you know?
I think so.
I've chosen to look at it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. One day smart people will prevail.
And they'll get all the TV they want.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, wait, see? Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's okay to have long pauses. I'm exhausted from driving.
I bet you are.
Are you guys scared?
Yes, exactly.
It's scary, right?
I'm not scared.
Anything horrible could have happened.
It's still not over.
It's still not over. We're still on the freeway.
On the freeway.
It's part of
now
it.
I'm telling my friend where to. We're going to go have some food. You heard of it?
What exit is yours?
Los Feliz, right here.
Oh, great to know.
Meow.
Perfect.
Meow, meow, meow.
You wouldn't have told us.
Oh, wait. Because you're by the House of Pies? Oh, this part will be edited out.
Kind of.
I do this every time.
I know.
All right, describe where.
Take a left here.
All right.
Straight into the
Now stairs. I think I'll know.
There is definitely something in my freaking eye. I'll figure out when I get home. Who can take a poop fart and put it in your hand? The swashbuckling penguin. Named Errol Flynn.
How early did you have to get up this morning?
Not that early, actually, because my flight wasn't until 4. So 4:39, something like that. So I smartly, intentionally booked a late flight so I could sleep in and kind of not rush to the airport.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. And do you party after your shows? Do you drink
at all? Oh, I'm in my 30s.
Do you party?
And it's funny, too, because all my friends are in their 30s who come to my shows when they can. So luckily, there's not that expectation, like, let's go out and drink. And one's like, I got to go back to home.
Yeah. But I've seen you drunk a bunch. You don't drink.
You've never seen me drunk.
I've seen you drunk a bunch.
I don't know. It's so hard to read. What I don't know. I'm driving.
Between the lines.
I'll just leave it up to you guys.
No, I drink socially. I don't really get drunk.
Yeah, you do. I've seen you drunk a bunch.
Definitely not. That is unfair, Banks.
Well, I couldn't tell if you're being sarcastic or if you have this new thing where you're not wanting to be a drinker, which is...
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I don't get drunk a lot.
I've just been there when the time did.
I also think that you are wrong. I think that you maybe think that I was drunk when you were around me, but I was probably just happy.
Yeah. Okay. Is this one of the places? I guess whenever you... I know I've been to your place before, but I just keep in mind I don't know where it is.
Well, we keep going this way. Don't worry. I'll point it out.
What part of town is this?
This is called Los Feliz.
Yes.
Very popular. We're there.
If it was correct Spanish, it would be called Los Feliz.
Yeah, my tendency is to want...
Some people pronounce it that way.
Yeah, because they're speaking Spanish correctly.
Dos Equis beer. I don't like that one.
I say Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's Equis.
I had the...
Dos Equis.
I had the audition in Spanish the other day, a full page of Spanish.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Do you speak Spanish?
Yeah. But, yeah.
A lot of Spanish in Montana?
There's colleges there and education.
But are there, like, Latinos?
No, they have white people teach you.
Of course. Makes sense.
But, yeah. That's
sí. Sí, claro.
Sí.
Claro que sí.
Sí.
Yeah, there's all...
Qué lástima.
Qué lástima. It was awful. I haven't spoken Spanish for a very long time. And I don't remember even... I think it said I could do an accent. And then I just went in there and they said, it's okay. It's a white guy that's married to a Mexican woman, so his accent's supposed to be bad. And I'm like, but I couldn't stop laughing. It was so funny coming out of my...
Out of your mouth?
Out of my mouth. E too, e yo. Like, it was...
You got even whiter sounding, like you were doing...
I just...
It's like someone doing an impression.
The name of the show is called Gringos.
Once he gave me permission...
Take a left here.
It was a commercial. I don't audition for shows.
Take a left here.
All right.
Yeah.
But it says no left turn. Only those hours.
Yes.
Here, if you get this paragraph into your head, you'll know when not to turn left.
I know.
So just go in here. Oh, it's becoming familiar.
Yes.
Are you on the left or the right?
Oh, you should go that way to that stop sign and then take a right.
Okay.
I'm gonna take care of you guys. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry.
Oh, that sounds like we're
gonna... I'm gonna show you where to go.
We're gonna get our kneecaps broken.
Show you where to go. Take a right. Right here.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa.
That was the frondiest palm frond I've
watch
heard.
Out for the palm trees.
Okay.
That's just me. I don't have a Pacino impersonation, just the rhythm. It's the rhythm impersonation.
Oh, keep going. That was a Pacino?
To the light.
Yeah. Well,
exactly. It's just rhythm. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound like him. But if you listen to the rhythm, it does. To the light.
Okay.
To the light, Chris. Hey, Chris.
It's fun to have him
to
in the backseat.
To the light. Listen. Go up to the light. Take a right.
I got it now.
No, yeah. It's not that good.
It's the rhythm,
I recognize the
Karen.
Rhythm. I recognize the rhythm this time.
It's Al Blacino. Let me just... Don't worry about it.
Blacino.
Well, I hope that something was said of use and hilarity tonight.
Oh.
Pull into that Chevron.
Oh, let's do that. Also, another sponsor of Do You Need a Ride?
Chevron, yay. The Blaine Kapatch of gas stations.
If you need gas, go with gas.
I'm going to end this podcast with getting some unleaded.
Yeah. Baron.
Boom.
And Baron, you inspire... I'm going to call laughs, too. I want to go there just like you did. I want to be like you.
Do you want to walk like me? talk like me.
Thank you.
Two, it's Aeroflinguin. All right.
Is it okay if we're leaving you at this gas station?
Yeah, I live in the building around it.
Yeah, it just seems so.
I like
shady.
It.
Perfect.
I'll walk you to your door.
No, it's fine.
All no, right. Don't, because actually, thanks, he lives on the other side of the railroad tracks.
Yes.
And you don't want us to see where you live.
I live on the wrong side of the tracks, if you know what I'm saying.
So good to see you.
Karen, good to see you.
Yeah.
Guy,
thanks for doing it.
You are. Emmett?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I did this with my hand.
Did you do a light pat?
Something like that.
Yeah.
So that's it for you and I, too. You're going to walk that way.
I'm you son guess. Of a bitch.
Sorry, I can't give you a ride. I'm out of gas. Thanks, Baron.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Baron. Okay. Here, do you need some gas money?
No, that's all right.
Take my card.
That's how we'll end it. We'll just talk about gas money. You need gas money?
This is how it really is. Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine? Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.